Chapter 12. September 5th of Year 1. Today I measured the first eruption of Proxima Centauri. The star flickered in the X-ray range, though it was barely noticeable. It was a flare of medium strength. According to my calculations, a human being would need a few meters of material with reasonable insulating properties to be protected from the star. Diving to the bottom of a lake, if one exists there, would be totally sufficient, at least for Adam and Eve. In the end, no normal human being will ever set foot on Proxima B. Adam and Eve are both different. Their genetic information has been modified so much that the strong UV and X-rays of their new sun will have less effect on them. The experts in human biology really did everything to prepare the two of them for their mission. It will be my task to listen for messages from Earth at predetermined dates. It was clear from the very start that regular communication made little sense. However, there might be important updates. The fact that the antenna dish is aimed in the direction of Proxima Centauri poses no problem. I just have to put Messenger in a spin around its lateral axis. While the spaceship would still be flying straight toward its destination, the focal point of the antenna would move in a circle and briefly point at Earth, which is directly behind us. In order to reach us today, the Creator would have had to combine several large radio antennas over 3 years ago so they could transmit in the direction of Proxima Centauri. Replies would work the same way, but they are unwanted. This stands to reason, because the public does not know anything about the existence of an active radio transmitter so far out. The ether remains quiet, and that is good news. However, I am aware of, and afraid of, a very dangerous event awaiting us, the shockwave front. In the days after the signal fell silent, astronomers developed different explanations for this occurrence. The spectrum of Proxima Centauri, which just like the aliens' call for help reached Earth at the speed of light, showed little change. This could not have been the main reason for the end of the signal. What was the event the senders of the signal had feared so much? Physicists believed it could have spread via a method that mostly used particles slower than the speed of light. These high-energy particles, electrons and protons and ions, would reach Earth much later. But since they were radiating into all directions of space, Messenger will sooner or later hit the shockwave front that might have extinguished life on an entire planet. How will Messenger cope with this? The sooner we ride the shockwave, the better, as it will be much more intense if we do not encounter it until we are closer to Proxima Centauri.